Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Dadlifts Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Oakes, and today I'd like to talk about motivation, or driving forces that propel you toward your goals or maintaining goals that may have already been achieved. For me personally, my motivation stems around my family, predominantly, because that's my end-all be-all in life. I want to be the best father, husband, pretty much all-around family man that I can be. Inside that main lifetime goal of mine is the motivation to be a healthier, fitter human being, a fitter me. So, the focus I put on myself on a day-to-day basis is driven from the fact that simply put, I want to take good care of myself so that I can be here on this earth longer for my family. I want to be fitter so I can run around and play with my children for as long as I possibly can before my big butt gets put out to pasture. Currently in my life, which I can say with a fair amount of confidence, is that the factors of life as a family man get in the way of setting aside time for yourself, or myself in this scenario, to increase or maintain health and fitness. The why behind that is because with the joy of family also comes the responsibilities to provide for your family. Making enough money to live comfortably is a difficult thing to accomplish, no matter what anyone says, in my opinion. Don't get me wrong, if you live to work and provide money, or just like making money as much as you are possibly, or you're capable of, and are willing to sacrifice large amounts of time with your family, then by all means, it is your life, and you should not be afraid to live it on your terms, because, you know, we only get one. You should be happy in the career path that you choose. Finding your happiness in life should be paramount, in my opinion. So, once you've achieved happiness, the feeling can spread from your loved or spread to your loved ones, or anyone else around you, for that matter. That's also by opinion. I just view the fact that if you yourself are happy, you exude the aura of happiness, or you spread joy to others, because if something's bothering you, people can kind of, you know, feel that. Your emotion kind of reverberates around you, and people can pick up on that. But back to what I was saying, I suppose the topic that I was on, I will come back around if I need to. My current career is a blessing as much as it is a curse. It does provide a stable income, which from my former employments that I held, it is a huge plus. I do appreciate my job and that fact of what it does for my family and I on a day-to-day basis. I will even say that it does provide a decent amount of comfort for my family. However, unfortunately, I hate my job. Straight up, hate it. I honestly feel like I die a little more each time I set foot in the door. I can literally feel it killing me each year that passes by. So herein lies my dilemma, personally. If my goal is to be the best family man that I can be, and be healthy enough to be with my family as long as I possibly can on this earth, it is counterproductive to stay at the job, right, that is literally destroying my health, even though it does a good job providing for my family. So my current motivation is to find a new career path that provides for my family just as much as the current job, while at the same time is better for my overall health, so it doesn't stand in my way of my lifetime goals. In the meantime, it is important to not push aside the day-to-day choices to consistently find a way to become a better you. So what I'm saying is, have that motivation for a long-term goal, but also don't overlook the fact that on a day-to-day basis, you need to motivate to get that one foot in front of the other, just to do the basic goals in life. For example, getting out of bed in the morning and then hitting a workout, or getting your morning coffee, or eating a healthy breakfast. So a lot of times, if you're not motivated enough to where you're like, ah, I'm just gonna go ahead and scarf up that last night's slice of leftover pizza, you know? Like, don't get me wrong, that's great. I love leftover pizza. I'm not gonna preach that it's wrong. It just probably isn't the healthiest option. Whereas if you give yourself a healthier option and you actually plan out ahead of time, hey, tomorrow morning I'm gonna give myself, three eggs and three pieces of bacon and maybe a fruit of some kind. So coming back around, a day-to-day motivation to do certain things throughout that day that are going to propel you forward in life and make you a better human being should not be overlooked. That way, when you're taking small steps, a day-to-day motivational goal, you'll eventually keep on walking until you're all the way down your path and you've reached your overall goal. Nothing in life is worth your while and will come to you without some form of work. Hard work pays off is like what everybody goes to say and what everybody happens to say, because it's true. Hard work does pay off, especially if you appreciate it. Whether that be emotional, physical, or mental, or any combination of the three forms of work, motivation calls for you to embrace positive emotion while at the same time purge the negative. Work hard. Put care into what it is that you are focusing on doing. Anything we do in life has a purpose. Every time you take a single movement, and I say movement because there are people in this lifetime who don't have, legs to walk with, or feet, or, it's wherever you get to move yourself physically. I guess that's not even really necessary to say, because we're talking metaphorical, I suppose. But I just want to also reach out to the people in this life who maybe have lost a limb, whether they be a combat veteran, or lost the ability to use their legs or other appendages. Just because my father, he was actually wheelchair bound, and so was my uncle. And these two were the absolute biggest influences in my life, my biggest male role models, apart from my brother. But back to what I was saying, of every movement, every single movement that you take in this life, there is a destination waiting to be arrived at. Avoid procrastination, in my opinion, just because putting aside things that can be done now is never a good thing. Remember that despite our dominant roles as human beings on this planet, life is still fragile. It can still be stripped away from us at any given moment. So capitalize on your time. Capitalize on the time that you are given. And do your best to appreciate the environment around you, whether it be your friends, your family, your house, your job. Appreciate what you're given. Find the good in the bad, or use the bad to motivate yourself to a positive state. For example, say you have a best friend in your life that unfortunately was taken too early because of poor life choices, like being unhealthy or maybe even drugs. Use that bad situation to find a positive state, meaning what can you do to complement their life or complement your life based off of what you learned from their hardships? Honor their life, honor the good, honor yourself by taking care of yourself and those around you as much as you possibly can. Oh, excuse me. Our minds are our greatest tools. As well, they can also be our worst enemies. Negative thoughts can beat you down long before you even get the chance to fathom a motivational thought. That is when you should utilize rationality. Always remember, guys, you are alive. Therefore, you still have the capability to put one foot in front of the other and keep on going. Never stop. Never give in to the darkness of self-doubt. Yes, it does get trying sometimes, and it does for the best of us, all of us. We will be beat down by life, but the thing is, you gotta get up, you gotta keep going, you gotta realize that this is not the end. It only stops when you give up, and by all accounts, none of us should ever give up. There's always something outside ourselves that's grander than us, that we should keep pushing towards. Loved ones, family members, friends who have become family members. You know, believe that there is a purpose. Whether there is, whether you believe in a spirit or a higher power or a heaven or a hell or any of those things, you do need to realize that every action in this world that we take ourselves affects the world around us. The ground you walk on, you leave a footprint. And that footprint can be seen by others. And I'm also talking metaphorically speaking in this sense. But, I mean, think about you drive to the supermarket one day and you just decide that you had yourself a good cup of coffee, you're feeling spry, you happen to wave at a stranger. That stranger could have the worst possible day of their life happening right now. And because you chose to wave, there was that one little glimmer of hope, that one little good deed that reverberates, and now, because you did something good, it uplifts their spirits in some form or fashion. You know, it may not cure everything, but it can have a ripple effect. Your good deed could stem a good thought in their mind and transmute into providing another good deed to somebody else. Paying it forward is a common saying that I've been hearing. And, you know, every once in a while, I was driving through a coffee shop or something like that, and somebody had paid for my coffee. You know, I thought that was awesome. And I says, well, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. I want you to go ahead and I want you to pay for the guy behind me. The cashier looked at me and says, dude, that's like $20, man. I says, I don't care. Do it. A lot of us may not have the capability of spending $20 at a coffee shop, but that's not the point. Like, I don't really have $20 to spend on somebody else's coffee, but the point was that somebody was nice enough to do it for me, and it uplifted my spirits enough to where I would really like to pay it forward and do it for somebody else. Wake each day, guys. And remember what your motivation is. Living in the moment is a fantastic thing. Just like when I was going through that coffee thing. I wasn't planning on buying it for anybody. But it just kind of happened. However, never look beyond that. Or, excuse me. If you never look beyond living in the moment. Like I was so focused on just getting my coffee and pulling off. That it's easy to forget the future is always on its way. So if you live in the now, this moment is all that matters to you. Tomorrow doesn't matter. Sometimes this is a good thing, but sometimes if you get caught up in the moment, you don't remember that what you're working towards today is going to affect how your life is tomorrow, in a week from now, a month from now. You should always approach your future with enthusiasm. When a thought pops in your head that forms doubt of achieving a goal, restate your motivation and your goal to yourself, mentally in your mind, or even out loud. Write it down if you have to. Say it to yourself every single day. Grind that thing into your brain. This is a good form of balance between in the moment and looking forward to the future. Because it is in the moment that you have given yourself a chance to make a choice. It was in that moment that I chose to pay for the guys behind me, the coffee that they got. Don't ever beat yourself down for something that hasn't happened yet. Or use your motivation to remind yourself that the possibility of reaching your goal is literally just one small choice at a time. One foot in front of the other, like I said before. You want to lose weight? You know that candy you want to eat will taste so good, man. But it's going to stand in the way of reaching your goal, and later, you're most likely going to regret that choice. Granted, I doubt a candy is going to affect a hardcore weight loss program or weight loss goal, but like pizza and wings or a case of beer or something like that. Is it worth it for your goal down the line? Your motivation needs to be stronger than instant gratification, and it's up to you to actively think and choose what's more important to you. The pizza and wings, the candy, the beer, that's instant gratification because it's going to be good right now, but tomorrow or down the week or down the line a week from now, something of the fashion, it's going to hinder your goal. Take time for yourself. Find out what it is that is important to you now, as well as down the road. Formulate small goals, like I was saying before, that will help you down the path that leads to your ultimate goal. Remember to not get down on yourself if the goal happens to change or you change your mind. Just adjust your heading, your direction of how you will approach things, and branch off down different paths. Don't be afraid to change your mind. Choice is a beautiful thing. Making a turn is still progress if you're always moving forward. Remember that yesterday is something you will never get back, but tomorrow is always on its way, guys. So don't focus on things that you have already happened or that have already happened and cannot be undone, and prepare yourself for opportunities that are heading your way. The world today is so fast moving, and the vast majority of us have become so robotic in the fact that we are all presumed to be the same thing or after the same thing. The American dream is what I hear all the time. The American dream, which in my personal opinion is thought now as a dream of the country as a whole, rather than as the American person, as an individual who is chasing their own very unique goal. Chase your dream. Find your motivation. Work toward it in consistent steps. Not too large to overwork or overwhelm yourself. For example, if you're sprinting and taking large bounds in between each stride, you're going to fatigue a lot faster. If you're walking consistently or jogging, you can go a lot longer. But don't go too small where progress doesn't show and then you lose faith that you'll never make it there. Smooth and steady, one foot in front of the other, until the job is done. Thanks, guys, for joining in and hearing this solo podcast today. This is a brand new thing, and not every one of them are going to be so preachy. I plan on getting some guests in here. We're definitely going to uplift the tempo. It's not going to always be some sort of weird me just talking to myself or talking, preaching to you guys. I do plan on having some fun, as the description of the show states. This is going to be an awesome experience, just something I wanted to throw out there and try out, and we'll see where it goes from here. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. I appreciate the support. Check back for more podcasts later, and hey, be kind, stay good to each other, guys. Peace.